What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
IMIS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Well, you know, got a little bit of echo here, Matt. Okay, testing. Okay, it's gone. I try to be cognizant of the fact that I did sports radio for so many years that I try never to go down that road. It's not that I don't enjoy it, but how do you not go down that road today? I've seen a lot of games. I don't even want to tell you how far back I go. Seen a lot of outcomes, but to come from 25 points down virtually in the fourth quarter against pretty tough team, it's just nothing short of remarkable. And I wouldn't know where to begin with the superlatives. And it's just hard to imagine what happened last night. And you know, my greatest moment in all of sports was Malcolm Butler intercepting that pass 2 years ago against Seattle. I think more than my favorite moment, this was my favorite quarter of football ever. And Tom Brady and Bill Belichick are the undisputed champions of football. As is, you got to give it to Bob Kraft. And I liked it when, kind of like the Trump approach, when Roger Goodell came up to present the award to Kraft and Belichick. There were quick handshakes. Roger the Dodger scooted off. And I like Kraft's comment that this was an extra special year we had, you know, however he worded it. He said, if you know what I mean. I'm glad he said that, because what Roger Goodell did is unforgivable. $4 million fine, loss of the first draft choice, and a suspension for 4 games for Tom Brady. It's absolutely unthinkable. Now, I'm thinking that this year turned out unbelievable if you're a Patriots fan, because I'm not sure that there would have been quite enough gas in the tank to win this if this didn't motivate them. So I'm saying, since it isn't my money, since he's already served his 4 games, the first draft choice is something to be concerned about. But I'd say this was, I'd honestly say that this was worth it. And to see a team come from 25 points back in any game is remarkable. And for those of you who didn't get the statistics, and I hate to come on here and enumerate them, the biggest comeback ever was down 10. They were down 25 points. It was amazing. And I don't think it sunk in with a lot of people. What I'm looking for, I'm going to record it. Now, I don't want you to leave the radio, just record it. At 9:30 a.m. Eastern, Goodell is going to present the trophy to Tom Brady. How sweet is that going to be? And Brady's dignified. I predict it'll be brief and no over emotion. And I don't know if it'll be uncomfortable. I mean, these guys have been up in front of the cameras for a million years. But there won't be any long-lasting conversation. And look, it doesn't affect my life, all of this, except to say it's, you know, it's a pleasure. I mean, I'm not one of these. I'm not going to the parade. I'm not doing this. You know, I wouldn't go to Houston. But I'm getting as much enjoyment out of it as not doing all that. And I know a lot of people are going to the celebration in Boston tomorrow. I mean, it's not even an issue for me. I've never been to one of those. Don't have any desire to go to one of those. The only thing I came close to doing was when I did sports radio, I had to partake in certain events. But it's a wonderful time in a time of misery and problems. And there's still a lot of negative feelings towards Donald Trump and Tom Brady and Belichick and Brady and Kraft and Brady, even though Kraft is a Democrat. I don't really want to be cynical, but, you know, when Myra died, Kraft's wife, Donald Trump came to the funeral, and then Kraft said he called every week for a year. I don't really buy into that, but you know, I'm sure it was a generous move. And Kraft is a Democrat, by the way. And that's one of the problems we're having in this country is that we're unable to move on from anything. We're just unable to do it. There's a strong air of nationalism out there that was portrayed at the game. No aberrant behavior last night. Everybody stood, saluted the flag. The entertainment, Lady Gaga was terrific. It was a first-class affair, and I always love seeing our troops who participate at these events. So it's five titles. He beats Bradshaw. It's nine Super Bowl appearances for Belichick, five wins, two losses for Brady. And when the talk goes around that Brady could be the best quarterback, it's now. I mean, I thought it was indisputable before. Now it's so indisputable. You can't even make a case for Joe Montana or any of those other great quarterbacks, Terry Bradshaw, being the greatest. It's hands down, and it's not a slap at any of those. But I really don't think this would have happened if they didn't have that extra motivation. And I still don't know how they did it in the fourth quarter. I mean, there were 3 minutes and some odd seconds left in the third quarter, and they were trailing by that. I'm sorry, Matt. No. And it was an experience I'll never forget. To me, the greatest single moment experience was Malcolm Butler intercepting the pass in the end zone. I mean, for a momentary exhilaration, that was it. But the greatest game ever? Seems like we're always saying this was the greatest game. That was the greatest game. How can this one not be the greatest game? It was a putrid first half. Atlanta was on a roll. They're a good football team. They're fast. And they're solid on offense, solid on defense. Brady got hit a number of times. Their receivers are exceptional. Aren't too many flaws with that team. And for the Patriots to come back without Chandler Jones, without Jamie Collins, you know, I mean, who would have imagined? And a tip of the hat to James White coming out of the backfield. Carried, 14 receptions, 100 and some odd yards. The catch by Edelman, I mean, it ranks right up there with the greatest catches of all time. Every time I looked at it, I still wasn't sure he had it. But just wanted to take this segment to talk about it. I hope Belichick doesn't retire. I know Tom Brady isn't. Should have Josh McDaniels, Matt Patricia back next year. Flores will probably go to San Francisco 49ers under Kyle Shanahan. He'll take over the reins there. I just don't see another team for the next several years, two or three. I mean, who knows what can happen, that can threaten the Patriots in the conference. And I think there are more Super Bowls to come. I mean, Brady's nothing short of a medical marvel. I looked at his diet. I wouldn't live that diet, but my goodness, what a medical marvel. And hard to find. It's really hard to find words. I don't know if you're like me. You had trouble falling asleep after that last night. But it's a lot better than having trouble falling asleep after a loss. This is the greatest team, the greatest owner, the greatest coach, the greatest quarterback. And if you don't have a great quarterback like Alex Smith of the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, if you don't have a great one, I believe you're not going to succeed when it comes to the championship game. But Matt Ryan is a great one. So I hope you're all, if you're Patriot fans, enjoying it. If you're Atlanta fans, appreciating something you'll undoubtedly never see again. And anybody in the Boston area, you want to go to the parade, it's going to be in Boston. I think Boston Common tomorrow. And no, I'm not going to be there. As I said, I've never gone to one. But I'll probably turn on the tube and watch it a little. It was an exhilarating evening. And like a lot of people out there, maybe you can pick it up in my voice. I'm a little bit tired this morning. So I think that'll do it for sports. I just wanted to make sure I covered this. It's nice to have a story like this instead of Russia and the Democrats and fights over nationalism. So we're going to come up on a break, and then we're going to come back. Earl Murray will join us. He's the author of Reclaiming the American Dream. This is Stu Taylor.
Searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand and an aching in my heart and my pockets full of
stuff. All right, we return with our first guest. Joining us is Earl Murray. He is the author of Reclaiming the American Dream. It's published by Christian Faith Publishing. You can go to christianfaithpublishing.com. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Earl, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
What's the book about, and what was the reason for writing it?
Well, the book is about so many people. It's reclaiming the American dream. A lot of people think the American dream is dead, but it's very much alive. And that's up to the individual. And I laid all of that step by step by step all the way through the book, and how I acquired my independent financial responsibilities. And I didn't want to live poor all my life, you know, paying bills every month and going poor into retirement. So I explored, and my life was very interesting because I was kind of shy. I can't name names, but a resident foreman that got me under his wing and says, I want to make an investor out of you. I said, well, I don't know about that. But anyway, he started giving me financial information, and one thing led to another, and I went to the library and got advisory services. And little by little, I acquired a reasonable, for the average person, a portfolio that was very sound. And by the way, I designed my portfolio so I get a check every 10 days. I was never broke. I would never want to be broke. And the key to the whole thing about investing is there's a risk-reward ratio, and I'm a value-selected investor. So what I mean is that you've got to just keep on moving and watch what you buy. There's a risk-reward ratio there. And so the key to the whole thing is keep on going and get started as young as you can. But if you can't start younger, you have to have, if you start out small, and the compounding is a wonder of it's the eighth wonder of the world. I mean, most people don't realize what a little put in, and don't touch it. Leave it pile in there and compounding. By the time you're 40 years old, you're going to have a pile of money if you don't touch it. You can't. You have to discipline yourself. Don't touch it. So I use that system there, and also I had some mutual funds. I can't name them, for them, obviously, and I had some good quality stocks. And it kept moving and moving and moving.
I want to interject because we only have a minute or two. You also have a spiritual or religious aspect to this book. Tell us about it.
Well, first of all, the pastor endorsed this book, and he wanted to make sure the book was okay before he would endorse this. And so a lot of people have misunderstood about this. What we call the root of all evil money is money. That's not true. I'm not saying the Bible isn't true, but it's what you do with your money. But anyway,
we got about less than a minute to go, so you may want to wrap it up.
I just love to be around people, and help. My main thing is I want to help other people know how they can claim the American dream. It's very much alive, and if you sacrifice a little bit of determination, desire, or devotion, you'll get there, and you'll be glad you did. And it's not just for a few people. I mean, as many people as you can want to try it. If you don't try anything, you're going to do this for once, so why not try it? So
okay, we're just about out. I have to say, very well done, very well articulated, Earl Murray, Reclaiming the American Dream. Christian Faith Publishing. Thanks so much, Earl.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to continue here. Lots going on in the political world. I'll touch a little upon that this morning as well. Kremlin demanding Fox apology for Putin killer question to Trump. It's really a very touchy question, and what they're doing is I think they're taking a lot of these questions out of context. Now, in a lot of this, I agree with Trump. And I certainly don't agree with him on everything, nor do I agree with his operandus in terms of explaining it. I'll tell you, he's going to have this problem for 4 years where he can't really explain the issues very well, and people are going to take it out of context because there are too many superlatives, lack of vocabulary, lack of coherent thought, and yet anybody who's around him will tell you how smart he is. I think he's saying what I said. We're better off working with Putin than not working with Putin. We're better off trying to go after ISIS and then worrying about everything else. Yeah, we've got to deal with these problems in Ukraine. We've got to deal with the threat that Putin poses. Is he a killer? Yes. And I'll say it too. He's a great leader for Russia and a terrible human being. You see, people tend to mischaracterize things. And what they're doing is misinterpreting what Trump has said. They're misinterpreting it in the sense that he's praising Putin. This is all part, ladies and gentlemen, I've been negotiating my whole life. This is all part of negotiation. It's all part how you establish a relationship with someone, because if you want to end up ending a relationship, it's easy to do, and then you can just fire it up. Obama didn't have the guts to do that. Oh, he was out the door, and he applied these sanctions. Trump is simply saying, let's give a shot. If it works, great. If it doesn't, we'll take other measures. And the liberal media is just pouncing on this. They are just pouncing on it. At some point, this has to stop. The Chuck Schumers, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Dick Durbin's, it's just got to stop, because they're doing more harm to this country than what some people perceive Donald Trump is doing. And I'm afraid this is going to go on for 4 years. I really am. I thought this might wind down. It isn't, because Trump is so flamboyant. He's so expressive. He has a style that's unlike any other president. I suspect he'll continue on this level. And I don't think Fox should apologize for the Putin killer question to Trump. I think it's legitimate. And Trump said, well, you know, well, we're not perfect in our behavior here. It's just a diplomatic way of handling it. I mean, I would be thinking about the list of Clinton people who died, but I think it's inappropriate to get on and say that. So we're gonna come back with our second offer right after a break.
Searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Peter Schweitzer, author of Clinton Cash, and I was just on the radio with Stu Taylor, one of the best talk show hosts in America.
Do you like good music? That sweet soul music.
The late and great Arthur Conley died a couple of years ago. I'm going to give you some soul music here as we discuss some of the issues that are going on today. One of them is, this whole thing about the travel ban, the fact that Trump is against all Muslims. It's just, to me, I mean, at some particular point, you just have to make a strong statement and say, I think I'm going to ignore all these people. And then if you ignore them all, the general public begins to hear one side and not the other. But let me say specifically, I think Trump should perhaps just ignore them all. You got this judge's fault. Trump said if something happens without him, the so-called judge. I mean, those comments, regardless of what your position is, my position is you can be hard, you can be tough, but you don't need the insults that go along with it. And we're seeing it right now. It's rather disconcerting because regardless if you're a globalist or a nationalist, whatever your position is, don't we all have the same goal in mind? And that's to unite this country and make sure we have a good shot at getting back up top. And yet if I say America first, they'll attach some kind of Hitlerian aspect to me. It's absolutely too crazy. Now, also, Mitch McConnell came out. He said he's not going to be. He doesn't want to use federal funds to investigate voter fraud. And I think with all the issues that are going on, I think Trump should let that die. Just let it die right now. Pick it up at some other time. We've got bigger issues. We've got tax reform. We've got to repeal Obamacare. We've got to replace Obamacare. We got to get this wall going. I mean, I could go on and on and on with all the promises that Trump has made, and he apparently is looking to keep. So, I was watching these Sunday shows as I often do. Yesterday, I skip around with Meet the Press, Face the Nation, George Stephanopoulos. Chris Wallace, and it's getting to be annoying because no matter what the Republicans do, no matter what Trump says, it's running counter to the position that these people have taken. And try to listen to Nancy Pelosi. I think I had to strap myself to a chair yesterday to be able to listen to that dimwit. But this is America. And America, in a way, has turned into that. Mitch McConnell, if you don't want to use federal funds to investigate voter fraud, that's fine. I'd rather have Jeff Sessions go ahead and begin prosecution against Hillary Clinton. Oh, well, that set them off. Speaking of Hillary Clinton and one of her hero worshippers, Jen Palmieri, she said Trump is unifying the opposition like never before. Anybody ever listen to Jennifer Palmieri, an advisor in the Clinton administration? Holy mackerel. Or the Hillary, admit that doesn't matter. They're both the same. She is brutally stupid, inarticulate. And these are the people who are representing our country by and large. And then this criticism coming from the far left that Donald Trump is the one who's creating all of the problems. Now, he's outspoken. He's going to stay outspoken. He's going to continue to tweet. You're going to have to live with it. I'm happy to live with it. Yeah, that does an amazing, spectacular, disaster, fantastic. I know vocabulary is, it's amazing how limited it is. But I like what he's doing. You see, for me, it's actions. And actions, you know, actions speak louder than words. He had the words during the campaign. He has the actions now. I, by and large, am very happy with what Trump is doing, and I like the people he's put in office if they just got to all get appointed. It's holding up the movement forward in this country, and there's absolutely no excuse for it at all. Trump on voter fraud. People say he's right. Okay, you may be right, but I would drop it because we've got bigger issues to tackle. This is a matter of priority. I'd like to see tax reform. I'd like to see the regulations. You cut two for every one that you install. I mean, there's a lot of room for improvement, and we have certainly climbed that long, steep ladder in order to do it. Then we got all these side issues with Trump. The transcripts of Mexico, Australia calls disgraceful the behavior over 1,200. See, I think what Trump should do when he handles a situation like that, he should be polite. He shouldn't lay these comments out with insult. So there you go, folks. In case you think I never criticize Trump, absolutely I will criticize Trump. Can you imagine if Hillary were in office? Think about it. If Hillary were in office, where would we be? It would be an incredible situation. And I'm just hoping, as I say, I am hoping at some point here, Jeff Sessions finds the time to prosecute as the attorney general. It's so nice not to hear the names Eric Holder or Loretta Lynch. But Eric Holder is getting $25,000 a month to join California in their movement against, in defense of sanctuary cities and anything against Donald Trump, another bona fide liar who was caught during congressional hearings. But nothing happens to them. They just don't. I like the fact that Trump, going back on some of his statements, he's going to meet NATO leaders in Europe in May. There are a lot of things here that are slipping under the cracks because of the ability for Trump to create sensationalism. And there's no doubt about it, he does. He's not your conventional politician. He's a businessman, the likes of what this country has never seen. We've never seen tweeting. It's a different world that we have. And then we've got adversaries in our own party. That's if you consider yourself a Republican. Marco Rubio rebukes Trump claim we are not the same as Putin. I mean, I said all during the campaign, Marco Rubio was not the guy. He was slick. He was opportunist. He never showed up for voting. I am so glad that he didn't make it, and I'm so glad he didn't get a position in this administration. So by and large, if you look at the people Trump has put in, all the accusation is, oh, they're billionaires. I'd rather have a billionaire tell me what to do and how we should proceed than approach this from a standpoint of diversity with someone who's never been successful. Think about it. Just think about it. And we've got a number of other things going on here. It's a little tough to stay fixated on one subject because the topics are so immense here. But we're going to talk a little about we're going to talk a little bit about our troops in Syria. We're going to talk about the media losing to Trump and how bad it looks. There's a whole conglomeration of things going on. We're also going to talk about these insane protests and how the Democrat Party wants to emulate the Tea Party. They can't emulate the Tea Party. They're too evil. Tea Party behaved professionally in everything they did. But this is America, and America is it was the land of free speech, free expression. And now we're seeing actions in schools. I saw something on one of the networks this morning of a teenage boy get pushed around and maybe even hit because he had on a Trump hat. This isn't the America I grew up in. We've seen protests, and I don't object to peaceful protests, but it's going too far, and we have anarchism that is spreading around this country, and it's really a frightening thought. And if you agree with me or disagree with me, please email me at stu@stutaylor.com. That's stu@stutaylor.com. If you have a question or want to have a discussion, I'll be happy to converse with you. That's the only way we're going to make progress. No isolationism, but protection. Well, there's some protectionism. Okay, we're going to be back.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise.
IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Life stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is George Will. I've just had the pleasure and sheer fun of an interview with Stu Taylor. Hope you'll listen.
Well, there's nothing really new about what is written in Scripture, but what I had my desire was to look at each of the individual characters of the nativity sets that most Christian households display every year, and to give kind of a chronological sequencing of how the characters are displayed and talked about in Scripture. I believe that there's nothing in Scripture that is there by accident, and I think God had a message for all of us as to why he chose Mary and Joseph and a manger and a very humble setting for the birth of his son. So the whole book is backed up by Scripture with some personal inflection and comments that will hopefully inspire discussion and encourage people to seek a deeper understanding as to why this is such an important story in the Bible.
What have you gotten for feedback on the book?
Well, actually, a lot of the people that have read it are a little surprised that there are some things that they feel like, well, you know, I didn't know that. A lot of people have told me I learned something from this. People say that they think the Christmas story is one of the easiest ones to tell from the Bible, but a lot of what we think we know about the Christmas story is from Christmas carols and Christmas pageants and storybooks, but it's not actually what is said in the Bible. So it's just to bring clarity and to keep our focus on the birthday child at Christmas.
What have you learned from writing this book?
I learned that we need to really look for God's word for truth, not to what the commercialism and the secular world oftentimes puts out there as what Christmas is. God's word is the truth, and it will always be the truth. And so, for me, as I read the Bible more and more all the time, I'm learning more truths through God's Word, and I hope that it is kind of an evangelism tool for those people that are seeking a deeper relationship with God.
Who would you say the book is for?
Well, I've taught elementary school for 23 years, so I know the excitement and wonder that I see in children's eyes when they look at a book that's exciting and it's got colorful, beautiful pictures. And I have to say, Christian Faith Publishing did an outstanding job with the illustrations. So it's designed to be a storybook that parents and grandparents can tell to their children during the Christmas season. But it's also got a lot of information in there for older adults. If you're 5 or 15 or 55, it's really a book for all ages.
All right. Any closing comments? You've got less than a minute.
I just hope that people will understand that when we celebrate a birthday child, we want to remember that Christmas is about the birthday child of Jesus and that he came for all of us and that we are to celebrate him each and every day. He's here for us each and every day.
Okay. Any particular demographic the book is for?
I would say it's for every demographic. Anybody that wants a relationship with God is for you.
All right. It's a good answer, and sounds like a book worth reading. And I appreciate having you on. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Have a
Linda
great day.
Linda Ward, and the book is Jesus in the Manger. We're gonna move along right now with our next guest, Richard Oden. His book is My Full Life. My Full Life Circle Squared. Easy to trip on that. And the book is published by Christian Faith Publishing. You can go to ChristianFaithPublishing.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com. Richard, we don't have a lot of time. What's the book about?
Okay, so My Full Life Circle Squared, I promise you it's not a geography or a math book. I went from a foster kid. My life came full circle the day I became a foster parent. I got adopted out of foster care. My life came full circle again the day that I adopted the sibling group of three out of foster care. And so that's the title of the book, My Full Life Circle Squared. I wrote most of the book when I was deployed to Afghanistan, so it's not only an adoption foster care book, it's also a military book. When the Taliban would shoot rockets over the fence, I would stop writing my childhood story, my adult story about adoption and foster care, and I would write that military story as well. Some of the men and women I served with, there in Afghanistan, in Bagram Field, Afghanistan. And so it's kind of a unique book because it has three of those aspects in it. Within the book, I talk about my life experience of how, you know, moving 11 different times in foster care. You know, a lot of us kids who experience that are not really given much of a chance. And I would overhear people saying, you know, that kid's not going to amount to anything based on a situation that I had no control over. And so I remember David and Goliath in the Bible. There's a lot of scripture in this book. And you know what? Nobody gave him a chance either, but he didn't listen to any of that negative speech, and he turned that into positive motivation with God. And I can't imagine living my life without God by my side, because it was not an easy life. But he put me in that situation so that one day I could relate to my foster children better than 99.9% of the population.
Was this
so my book is...
Was this originated or motivated by experiences in Afghanistan?
The military side of it absolutely was. It was kind of a timing thing. I look back on my life, and I said, you know what? God put me in these many different situations, and he brought me through it. And so I started writing my foster care and adoption side of the story, and then I got deployed. And I said, you know what? I think God wants me to put this part of the story in there, too. And so that's exactly what I did. And the reason I wrote the book, if you told my English teacher I wrote a book, you might have to pick her up off the ground because she passed out, because I was not very good at English. However, Christian Faith Publishing and others has helped me edit the book, so I think you won't have any problems there. But I saw what he had brought me through and why he put me in situations he put me through. And I said, you know what, if I don't share what God has done for me in my life and the providence of him in my life, I would be doing God a disservice, and there was no way I was going to do that. And so I began writing, and the next thing I know, you know, I have a published book, which we are very proud of.
Well, congratulations, and thank you for your service, for your devotion to mankind. I mean, you're a great contributor to to really everyone. The book is My Full Life.
Circle Squared.
Right, Circle Squared. I don't know why I'm tripping over that. My Full Life Circle Squared. It's published by Christian Faith Publishing. Thank you so much, Richard, and thank everyone for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.